It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Welcome to A Voice of a People. This is not Swap Shop, but we are going to do this program instead. You are listening also to WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. The voice you hear is me, Linda Sims. The name of my program is called A Voice of a People. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. That means cell phone, iPhones, laptops, computers, whatever. You may even have a new electronic device. I mean, times change so often and so fast, I cannot keep up. If you have any questions, please. I'm sorry, let me go back to this. Now, once you download that free app, tune in, you search WWGH. Okay, now, if you would like to call or be a part of the conversation, have any questions or comments, please call 740-383-9944. And I'm going to share this thought for today that I shared last hour, just in case you didn't hear last hour and you are a new listener. Here's a thought from my desk. If you realized how powerful your thoughts are, you would never think a negative thought. And wouldn't that be a happy thing if we never thought negative? But we know that's kind of impossible. But let's, you know, like they say, let's outweigh the good and the bad. Okay, so the bad would be thinking negative too often. The good would be let's implant some more positive thinking on our behalf and the behalf of others. Because no one likes to run into a person and they never have anything good to say. And they walk around with a frown on their face. Every time you see them, you think, oh, they must be so miserable and so unhappy. You know, but if you are in a good place and you think happy thoughts, maybe you can help to lift up their spirits. So remember that or share it with someone that you know. And again, I need to share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic, LLC, new location, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. And the telephone number there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street in Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. And Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company, with 25 years of experience working for you in LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. My guest today, Barb Burney. I got it right.
You got it. You got it, girl.
She is my guest today, and she is a poet, and she has been coming here and visiting the show for this is probably your third time, right?
Oh, no. It's about...
Well, a few times she's been
here.
Yeah,
about the fifth time, I think.
Right, to share her poetry. And I just want to remind each and every one of you who may be out this Friday evening with nowhere to go and nothing to do, the annex, the pavilion of the Palace Theater, will be hosting open mic night, and Barb will be a participant there. So we just wanted to give her a little air time so you can listen to her voice and, you know, get your girlfriends out, your boyfriends out, couples out. It's going to be a nice evening. We attended last year. It was very nice. So.
It's all fun.
Yes, all fun. So if you have nothing to do this Friday evening, the Palace Pavilion at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Barb Burney, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. I'm very excited to be here. Speaking of the pavilion Friday, I am totally excited about that.
Great.
As when you and I went last year, it was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many, you know, there's people up there singing and some play acting, and I just enjoyed it so much. It was a lot of talent here in Marion, a lot of talent. And it's the time they get a chance to show their talent, and I'm excited to be a part of that.
Yes, that's true. That's true. I think it's a fun time, and I think it's good for people to be able to use their talent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people think, well, there's nowhere for me to exercise my gift. But, mm-hmm. yes, there are some places to exercise your gift in our city here, you know. And it's also entertainment for
yes,
those
it
who
is.
Have nothing to do,
yes.
you know.
I was very pleasantly surprised that it was very, very enjoyable, and I think it would be enjoyable to just about any age group, because there were younger people.
Yes, it was.
They're singing, which just amazed me sometimes yes. when I see the talent come out of someone so young,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
mm-hmm.
I just enjoy it so much. Just, you know, you don't have to be on Broadway to be good.
That's true. That's
yeah.
true. Or for somebody to enjoy, you
right.
know, what you have to offer. Right.
And sometimes I think it is a hometown kind of person, you know, I appreciate hometown things, you know,
right,
things
right.
that we can do right here, and appreciate our own peers and our neighbors, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
and even meet new friends, you know, in a situation like that.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, I highly recommend it if you can come out Friday. Yeah, I'm just pretty sure you'll enjoy it.
Evening out.
Yes.
Evening
yes,
out on the town.
It's
yes.
just really nice.
Yes. And it's casual dress, if you like the casual dress, you know. But
right.
it's a nice, very nice setting, laid back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sit back and enjoy the entertainment. Yes, yes. I'd advise that to anyone who had nothing to do on Friday evening, right?
I know, right?
We're heading into fall.
I love fall.
It's so beautiful, and
yes.
the colors and everything. Yes.
That was one of the first poems I wrote. I wished I had it.
Oh.
But Mr. Slauson, my seventh grade English teacher, had us all write a poem about, you know, one of the seasons, I guess it was. I don't remember how it came about, but
right.
that was my, I think that was my first poem, and no, I don't have it. No, I couldn't even think of what it was other than that it is my favorite time of year, and,
yeah.
and all through these years, it's remained my
that's
favorite
something.
Time of year.
Wow,
so.
And I just had to bring it up, and you didn't have the poem, huh?
Yeah, no,
that's okay,
didn't
though.
Have it.
I guess you can't have them all with you,
no,
you know.
No, I don't even possess it.
Right.
My stepdaughter, years and years and years and years and years and years ago, wanted my portfolio to take to school.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it again.
That happened to me. My older two daughters, I had, you know how you go to Olin Mills and have these pictures
uh-huh.
done years
uh-huh.
ago?
I used to work there.
And, you know, only picked one sheet because, you know, you
right.
get something free. So I just picked that because
right.
I really didn't have the money.
Exactly.
And I had given it to a few of our relatives, and I had one picture left of my two older daughters. She begged me to take that picture to Chicago to show her the other side of relatives, you know. Did I see that picture again? And I begged her, please bring my picture back. This is the only picture I have. Only
and
picture.
Oh, if there had never been cell phones. And what was it before the cell phone? What's the phone?
The car phone thing?
No, the camera, the camera that came out just before the cell phone cameras.
Oh, okay.
What were they called?
I don't know.
Oh, shoot. You could download them on your computer.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody call in and tell me what those phones are
called. Yeah.
Those cameras are called. But,
yeah, that was in the 70s.
Yeah, and that has so changed.
Hasn't it?
Everything.
That's what I'm saying. You can't keep up. You might have a new device. I don't know.
I know,
what
right?
It is.
I remember when I was a kid, if we, you know, you had these cameras and you had to buy film and roll it into the camera and put this thing through this thing and wind it around to this thing. Then when you took all the pictures, you had to send it off and pay more money.
Right.
To get it developed.
That's true. That's
okay,
true.
So when I would say, oh, Mom, can I take a picture of this? Yeah, but you had to take just one picture because mm-hmm. there's only like 12
right.
of them, you know. And now I'm a picture-taking maniac. I mean, I can go click, 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 because I'm, you know.
And they're instantly developed. You can send them all over the world.
I mean, for instance, we have those, my neighbor planted elephant ears, those mm-hmm. giant elephant ears, and they're all in front of my doorway. And it's just beautiful. I just love them. Well, in the mornings, the dew has gathered on them. And, you know, like the raindrops of the palm.
Right.
They're just like little mirrors. Mm-hmm. And, of course, now that I don't have to pay to develop my film, I can go click, 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 and I have gobs of pictures on my phone just of things that probably nobody else would care about, but they're beautiful to me.
Right, right.
So, yeah, that's I think that's awesome that we can just... See, if we'd have had that, you know, mm-hmm. back when she took your picture,
she
you
could just
look,
took a
kiddo,
clip of
take
it,
a
right.
picture of it and go home.
Right. How far have we come? Right?
Yeah.
Where are we going?
I know.
Technology.
Yeah.
Just, now you can go get a phone or watch TV, your movies and things like
that,
right?
Yeah.
These iPhones are
I don't have internet at home, so I do everything on my phone.
Right. Because we have it right here.
Yeah, it's on my phone, you know.
I went to a doctor, and he said, you know what? They're better than computers because you can hold these right in your hand. And
yeah.
They could do some things computers can't do. I didn't even realize that. I'm like, really? He said, yeah. So, okay. So here we go. New technology, 2018.
I know.
Headed for 2020.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Sure, I know.
And this year is almost over. We're like September, what, 17th? 17th.
Oh, I want to give a shout out to Phyllis. I know you're probably not listening, but today is your birthday, and I think you're very special. Happy, happy birthday, Phyllis.
Happy birthday, Phyllis. From A Voice of a People.
Yes.
With Linda Sims. Happy birthday to you. And I have a daughter's birthday the 28th and a sister's birthday the 25th of this month. My dad's birthday was the 8th. My birthday was the 3rd, so it's like 4 of us born in that month. But I think there's more people born in September than any other month.
You know, what you just said reminded me of mine.
Really?
I had two sisters, and my oldest sister was born October 27th. Okay. My middle sister was born October 28th, and I was born November 2nd.
Oh, okay, that's real close.
So we were all born within 5 days. I mean, you know, my mom had she had her hands full in our birthday month. But then there were times that we celebrated, you know,
together.
All together. Yeah.
But, well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
So close.
We were all born within 5 days of each other. So.
Well, like I was saying, Barb is a poet, and she will be reading some of her poetry. And there is one I want her to start with, and it is called Think About It.
Think About It. Okay. Yeah, this is call for thought. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I know personally I have to do, you know, and you can't just do it once.
True.
You know, life comes, life goes, things change constantly. We're in a changing world and changing environment.
Yes.
We change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Think About It, like Linda said. If your relationship with God were written, how much paper would it take? How many unkind thoughts or gestures do you think that you would make? How many times do we bring blessings or restore someone in need? Can we say we are a Christian by our words, our life, our deeds? Suppose someone you meet today has never known God's love. Would he see enough of Christ in you to find his way to God above? Lord, let our lives be living letters so that all we meet may know that God's Spirit dwells within us, sharing Christ wherever we go.
Amen. I really like that because it really made me think about my relationship with Christ. And you know, a lot of people look at Christians because we make a habit of saying, oh, God bless, and we always mm-hmm. using God in it. Mm-hmm. How can we live our life or show other people that we are a Christian without using the word God?
Right.
Or Jesus? How can we?
Right. You know, the Bible says you'll know that they're Christians when their spirit witnesses with your spirit. You know, the love flows from breast to breast.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times have you met somebody in Walmart and maybe, you know, they said, oh, excuse me, and maybe you got to talking about something on a shelf or something, and you just knew.
Mm-hmm.
And you would get to talking, and then each other would realize, you know, it is so true. Your spirit does witness mm-hmm. with another person. When the Holy Spirit is within me mm-hmm. and within you, there's a connection there. There is a witness there. So
they don't necessarily have to say the word God or Jesus.
No, no.
You know? And some people think that we take that too far.
Well, it's called Christianese.
Yeah.
That's like all bumper they
talk
stickers.
About. You know, you can't even have a sensible conversation with them because that's all they talk about.
Yeah.
You know, like.
But I've heard it so many times, you know, well, you got a bumper sticker that says Jesus saves, and then if I wait too long at a red light, you know, give some signs that nobody likes or holler out nasty words, you know.
True.
And I think, you know, if we're going to sport about Jesus saves, you know, logos mm-hmm. and stuff like that, our life better match up because we can do disservice to the kingdom.
And to ourselves.
And to ourselves.
Our own character, right?
But we can chase people away from God. So, you know, so easy because... you know, the devil's looking for anything he can use, especially in us,
mm-hmm.
especially in us, mm-hmm. to discourage somebody else or
That's true.
Push someone away from the cross,
right?
You know, so
because it made me think of even myself. Amen. God bless. You know,
right?
you know.
And do we do that as a habit?
I think it has become a habit, and I don't even know. Maybe I got it from other people, elderly people,
and that's what you do, you know, that's what you do.
And that's how they address themselves, and, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking, well, maybe I need to tone some of that down to just let my life shine.
Mm-hmm. I heard a song one time, or was it a saying, anyway, talking about preaching, and says sometimes you may even have to talk.
True, just talk.
You know,
right.
but we preach with our life. Our life is a sermon,
and it
says, you know, your life is a sermon. Sometimes you may even need to talk,
yes,
you know.
Absolutely.
So it's not what we say so many, many, many times. Especially, I'm looking at that backdrop. Okay, that's a city.
Right.
And think of all the people there, and you're one person.
Mm-hmm.
And look at all those windows that are lit up. How many windows do we light up?
Right.
How many windows do we light up?
Just by living our life, not just saying, throwing it out there, Jesus, throwing it out there, God, throwing it out there, God bless you, you know.
Right. It's just like, I, you know, I've heard so many times, and it's so true, the Bible bears it out. You know, don't go to a poor person and tell them they must be born again. You hand them a sandwich.
Yeah.
And then say, you know, God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
He really does.
Right.
And if his...
But then again, they would know the love of God.
If his belly's empty, he ain't going to listen to you.
Right. But he'll think, well, that was very nice and kind of that person
right.
to come. And you don't have to say the word God or Jesus.
Right.
That just spoke to me when I read that poem.
Yeah.
You know, because we can go too far, like you said. We can run people away from Christ because they feel like, I don't want to be like them person. That's all they do. That's all they talk about. But just living your life as a kind person with kind words, you know, and it says soft answer turns away wrath,
right.
You know, so there's all, God gives us all kind of different techniques that should shine through us as a Christian, you know, and like I said, I was looking at myself, you know, so that leads us to the relationship is what you started out in your first sentence. What is our, what would our relationship look like?
Right.
That we have with God, our words, our actions, and our, I think, words, action, and deeds.
If your relationship with God were written, how much paper would it take? How many unkind thoughts or gestures? Gestures is a big thing.
Yes, it is.
And I know you guys on TV can't, or radio can't see me, but how about this? You know, you see somebody and you don't really want to, you know, you want to go down the other aisle in Kroger's, you know.
Right.
It's what you don't say so many times speaks so much louder than what you do say.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You know.
Yes.
I have asked the Lord many times, and sometimes I know he doesn't drag his feet, but maybe I don't cooperate, but I've asked him to make me sweet. You know, I get around people, Linda, you're sweet. You know, you're a sweet person. And I get around some people that are just so sweet. And I mean, good thing. I'm not, you know, it's a good thing. And I'm thinking, man, I'd like to be like that. I want to be sweet. I, you know, I lost a friend just a year or so, maybe 6 months. I don't know. But I don't know if maybe it was I answer too harshly. I don't mean to.
Right.
You know, and I've asked the Lord, Lord, please. Make me tender, make me gentle.
Right.
I want to be gentle. I want to be sweet, you know.
Right.
And when I was a young mother, I would see people with, you know, other young mothers with their babies, and they were just so rockabye baby sweet, you know, and I've just never been that way. Now, come on, take your bottle. Let's get on. You know? Let's get on with it here. You know, I mean, there were love times. I don't
right,
mean
I
that.
Understand,
you know,
understand.
I mean, I'm a very loving mother. I probably hug them, kiss them, rock them too much, but if you can. But
right.
But that just automatic just comes out of you. You know, even I mean, for no reason. That sweetness, I just love that, and I can just imagine that's how Jesus is, you know. It's just because I know he's always sweet to me, you know.
Yeah, but you know, but, he had his times too.
Oh yeah, I did.
So all sweet people have their times too.
Get
you
your
know?
Junk and get out of this temple,
right? You and know? You try to be
right,
but sometimes things come up
But I have prayed, you know, Lord, make me sweet, make me sweet. And he's working on me.
He's working on us all.
He's working on me.
That's a job he understands. It will never
he
be
does.
Over.
He does. You know what?
Never be over.
I think sometimes he just looks at me and he laughs. He says, she'll get it one of these days.
And if she don't, already paid the price for it, right?
I got her.
Yes.
Don't worry, Father. I got her.
Yes. You know what? That means more to me than anything. Mm-hmm. And that was part of my devotion this morning. You know, No matter what we go through, no matter how long it takes us, you know, because we're always trying to get it right. I have to bring this up real quick, but it's like, is it this one, never too late to start again? Maybe. I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Jesus Christ returns.
Yep.
Philippians 1:6.
Yep.
So, you know, we work tirelessly. We're trying to be this perfect person, get everything
right,
you know.
Right.
And we can't.
No, we can't.
We can't. There's no way.
There's only one perfect one, and that was Jesus.
Wow. And that really spoke to me this morning. Linda, just stop.
Right.
Just stop it. Because I paid the price. You know, there's nothing you can do to stop me from loving you.
Right. And, you know, I think when we really get that, it is so humbling, for one thing, you know, that regardless of what we do, and I have thanked him just lately just for his mercy. When I look back, you know, and you try not to look back too much or too far, but when I realize where he has brought me from,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then if I look back even farther, then I really feel bad because, my goodness, Linda, I was raised at my mother's knees. I mean, we got up in the morning. We lived in northern Michigan in the woods, in the sticks is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
We had a long bus ride, but we got up. And we had breakfast, and we had devotions before we walked out that door to that bus.
Wow, it's beautiful.
And, you know, and then I think, you know, how in the world could I have gone so far, you know, gotten so far off track when I had the training that I should have never, you know, had reason.
Right.
You know, and had I stayed on track, my goodness, what would I know by now?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
That's so true.
But because, I mean, we learn by experience, but as far as learning, getting into the wisdom of the Word of God, and you don't do that unless you're walking with Him.
Right.
You know?
True.
And so I, you know, I just, the time, it's time lost. It's time lost. But His grace. Just,
right. And just, she's saying, what would I tell my 21-year-old self? She's saying, this will not always be the life she imagined. I tell her she will fall down over and over, but rather than understand the love of God less, she'll get it more. I let her know her heart will break, but she'll survive. It will change how she sees others, not as causes to be saved, but as people to be loved. I tell her to remove the merciless list of spiritual to-dos. Isn't that us? The list is so long every day.
Yes,
I got to do
is.
This. I got to do that. Yes. I got to do my devotion. I got to go here. I got to go there.
Mm-hmm. And do you know, I don't know if everybody's like this or not, but. I learned a long time ago that you need to get those devotions first.
Yeah, know. Because it was a priority in your mother's life, so she made it a priority.
She did.
In your siblings' lives,
she
you
did.
Know. And that's easy for you.
But you know, no, it's not.
No,
no, it's not.
There,
just
right?
Just because I know it don't mean I go it.
Right.
You know.
Right. I understand.
Because here's why. There's nothing the devil hates any worse than for us to spend time alone with God.
True.
And that's one thing I learned from Joyce Meyer. I give mm-hmm. Joyce Meyer a little plug here. You know, she says it really doesn't matter what you do in your devotion time.
Okay.
She said, be with God.
Right.
You know,
right, right.
It's time alone with God. It's not even your study, your Bible study time.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
It's time. I mean, I read my Bible, but.
You're in your car every day by yourself. You know, when you're
yeah,
doing little things,
yeah.
You know, that's
I mean,
time.
I pray throughout the day.
Right.
I think probably most Christians do, don't they?
True.
I
have
mean,
to.
You know, I hear a siren. Oh, dear Lord Jesus. I don't know who it is, but you do, please. You know.
Right.
I'm, you know. But that time, and I've just learned this,
mm-hmm.
that time is time that we steal from God, just like our tithe.
Mm-hmm.
It's time we actually steal from Him when He desires our first fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just in tithe, that's not just in the Old Testament, where they bring the first fruits offering in and stuff. He wants our first fruits.
Oh, yeah.
He wants us.
Yes.
In the morning. Okay, Lord, here I am, reporting for duty.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right, right.
And I'm just learning that. I mean, I've always tried to have my devotions, you know, as first as I can get it, you know.
Right,
I get
right.
my cup of coffee and,
yeah,
know?
Well, that's first.
I said, Lord, I'm going to have some coffee with you this morning, you
right,
know.
Right, right, right.
And I'm kind of strange, but I have sleep apnea and I fall asleep quickly, even though I don't want to.
Right.
So I used to have to write my prayers I have volumes.
I do too. I do too.
I had to write them because I would go to sleep. And I don't have that problem now. I walk. Mm-hmm. I walk throughout my house. Lord, thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you for my flowers, Lord. Thank you for, you know.
Right, right.
Thank you for my piano, Lord. I'm so thankful, you know. And that's a devotion that only I can give him. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one that can give him that devotion.
That's true. That's true. Because that's from you personally.
Right. It's you know, because during the day, I'm praying for somebody else. I mean, oh, Lord, you know, they need this. Oh, Lord, they need that. You get on Facebook and, mm-hmm. oh, Lord, pray for Annette.
Right.
You know, so-and-so is in labor. You know, oh, God, help it, make it an easy delivery.
That's my
we're,
girl
we're
knows.
Busy doing that, yes. But in the morning.
Yes, first fruit.
The first fruits.
Gotcha, first fruit.
Here I am, Lord, reporting mm-hmm. for duty. And I'm preaching to myself. I'm not preaching to anybody. I am preaching to me.
Right.
Because I do have my devotions in the morning, you know. But I want it to be more and more of a first fruits thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know.
Right, right.
And, Lord, here I am. Here I am reporting for duty. That sounds, you know, that'll write.
Yes, it will.
That will write.
She goes on to say that, you know. She's going to tell herself, you know, this 21-year-old, when she was 21, from what she knows now.
Right.
You know, that all those to do, she's carried inside because she needed to get everything perfectly right. I tell her it really is okay not to be okay because Jesus has already made her right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we get lost in that. Because mm-hmm. we got to help him.
Right, exactly.
Help us. Be right.
Right.
You know.
We got to stay right. Oh. He makes us right, but it's our job to keep it right.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
That part is up to us.
Right.
To keep it right.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, it either been, well, just like what we say, how we speak, what we talk, says out of the abundance of the heart.
The mouth speaks.
The mouth speaks.
Yes, it speaks.
And, yeah, the Lord brought that scripture back to me as a backslider.
Mm-hmm.
I had gotten very angry.
She said, I tried for years to be a perfect Christian. It would take many broken roads and heartaches to begin to grasp this truth. We are not called to pursue perfection. We are called to pursue Christ, who is perfect. I don't know what situation you are facing right now, dear sister, but now that as you are loved by God. It's never been up to us to get everything right. Christ did that on the cross. And Philippians 1:6 again tells us, God who began the good mm-hmm. work within you will continue mm-hmm. it until the day
yes.
of Christ Jesus yes. returns.
That's very good.
And that just really spoke to me
yeah,
this morning.
That's
but
very
then
good.
Your poem has even taken that a little step further.
Isn't
you know?
That awesome how God works?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just awesome how God puts things together. I'm amazed, you know, so many times at the orchestration of my life, of the things that I do or the things that I'm called to do, you know, and I just see his hand in everything.
Yeah.
I just see his hand in everything. And
that's
he's
true.
Just he's such an awesome God.
Well, he says we do well when we begin to see his hand
yes.
in everything.
Yes.
Nothing goes by him.
No.
Nothing gets over his head, goes around him, you know, or beneath him.
And he's not sleeping.
No. He never sleeps.
No.
So there's nothing we can do or think that he doesn't know about.
That's right.
Before it happens.
That's right.
I don't know. That just really spoke out to me. Even when I said, I want to go with this poem first, I didn't even think about what I had this morning.
Isn't it awesome?
And as we were talking, it dawned on me. Oh, that hits the spot right there, you know.
And you know what? What that does for me, it shows me I'm in the right spot.
Yes, absolutely.
I love that feeling. I love knowing that what I have agreed to do or chosen mm-hmm. to do, you know,
right.
he gives us that choice.
He gives you
he says, you know,
too.
I really yeah. want you to go here,
right.
but I have to choose to do it.
Right. That's
you know?
True. That's true.
Oh, Pastor, knocked me upside the head last night. I mean, he knocked me out of the water.
Let me go here before you go there. Because okay. I would like to talk about that. But you also say God's words are living letters. Now, that's profound statement right there. Living letters. So he has brought us here together today with your poem and my devotion, and he has made life out of that.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it's amazing.
You know, the devil didn't want it to happen. And I realized that when I was scratching and pawing and trying to get my poems out from underneath that
your car, right?
Little blue car out there.
Well, he failed, didn't he?
He did. I mean, I'm standing there. This is just happened. I'm thinking, this did not just happen.
Oh, my. Absolutely. But, yeah, let's talk about that tent revival.
I guess confession's good for the soul. I was teaching Sunday school at VITM a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
And one thing led to another, and I gave up my class.
Right.
I quit teaching for a while. And last night he says, if you're used to teaching, you're not teaching now. You're wrong. I called Heather today.
Did you?
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
Okay.
So I'm putting the VITM t-shirt back on.
Okay. But that was a very powerful demonstration, I think, of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Word of God all weekend, but it was like an explosion last evening.
Oh, my.
You know, and it was just so powerful. I danced and I danced.
Oh, my.
I couldn't help it, I'm telling you.
Oh, my goodness.
But you
know
what? That fire kindled and blew up in church yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to stay at my seat, and I just couldn't. I just had to go up there. Oh, and just praise and just worship.
Amazing.
Yes, it was.
And, you know, back to the tent revival, something that just absolutely lit my fire. All those young people.
Yes.
Up there just praising God and lifting up the praises and the glory of God. I'm just befuddled with it. I just can't get over how in this world everything vying for our kids' attention.
Yes,
there's I mean, sex, games, booze, pills,
drugs, heroin,
everything.
Now you got this trafficking where they're stealing our children and taking them to other places, sex trade. It is so sad.
Just pulling and pulling and pulling on our
own.
But yet we had a tent full of young people.
Yes, we did. They were running, too.
Absolutely just filled with the praises of God. I tell you, I sit back there. I mean, I didn't even need to go up there myself. I just sat there enjoying the praise and the worship going on from this next generation.
Amen.
I mean, what a powerful statement.
Yes, it was.
On Polk Street.
Yes, it was.
Polk Street.
Yes, it was.
You know.
And they were getting in line.
Oh,
you know,
my
no one
goodness.
Had to coax them to go up.
Nobody
there,
had to coax them to go up.
Right. And I think that would be so outstanding if we could have more of that at these Bible classes that are being offered after school.
In our
Marion City schools.
Right.
You know, I think Pleasant and Elgin, but still.
Do they do praise and worship?
Yeah.
It's
a part of it.
Good.
But you know, you only have so many minutes for an after school program.
Right.
But say
right.
5 minutes of praise and worship, and you know, then you got snacks, and you got to fit all that into that little bit of time that you have. But the participation and what they are receiving is powerful.
Right.
It's life changing.
Right.
It's character building.
Right.
You know, our young people deal with fear.
Oh,
just like older people, they have
worse.
Even worse. They're
worse.
Being bullied, you know, and they're trying to fit in the rest of the class, you know. But this way, they don't have to try to fit in. They will know they are accepted
and
received as who they are. And I think that, just my thinking, if we could have more participation, if parents and grandparents or legal guardians would just take time to go to the school and find out what programs they are offering,
mm-hmm.
even as after-school programs, I think it'd be a bigger impact.
Do you have any kind of visitation program where you can
come and visit and see how
infiltrate the homes, you know, and or
no,
maybe even send literature home?
Literature,
can
yes.
Can you do that?
Getting ready to do that, yes. And we have.
Yeah.
Even at Open House, we sent literature home,
right.
You know. But then I'm getting ready to send out some more stuff, too, also. So
Maybe you should tell more people about that.
Well, we've been here for 9 years, 9 or 10 years, so it's not like people haven't heard or don't know about
but
it.
But, you know, the God of this world blinds people, so you
yes.
have to.
And we try to do that.
Yeah.
We try to do that. We try to do that.
Keep that ball rolling.
Yeah, we try to do that. But I don't know. It was just that poem that really think about it. It's something for us all to think about.
Yeah, it is.
Because of the world that we live in today. Like you said, there's so many people, so many entities and things fighting for our children's attention.
Yes.
We can't keep up.
Oh, it's...
We cannot keep up.
And, you know... just for instance, when my kids started to school, math wasn't the same.
Oh, no.
No,
it wasn't.
I was never good at math anyway, but I had been, I couldn't have helped them with their math.
At least you could add and subtract. They bypassed that, seems
yeah.
like it now, right?
Yeah. Now they're not teaching cursive.
No.
These kids, they don't even know how to write.
No.
And that saddens me. Because
well, that takes more attention.
But you see, there's expression.
Yes.
In your own handwriting.
Yes,
there's
it
expression.
Is. And
I
it's
mean,
beautiful.
It grieves
identity.
Me.
Identity.
Yes.
Yes,
it just grieves me.
It's identity. Because
it's making everybody a stamp. We're just all a rubber stamp.
Isn't that something?
And it's just so. I mean, you know, you used to borrow money on your signature.
Mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
know?
Your bond.
It was your bond. Yeah, your word and your signature.
Yes.
And your bond. But
right.
I think it's just so sad.
Things are changing fast.
They are. Jesus is coming.
Yes. They're turning so fast against
yeah.
what we're standing up for here yeah. at this on this program today. You know, and that's being Christ-like. Without splattering the word God and amen and thank you, Jesus, all the time. Just living a life that someone will see Christ in
right.
you, you know,
right.
because you're kind and considerate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think all of our hearts go out for the youth.
Oh, my.
All of them. Even those who are doing great.
It's well, you know what a battle that, you know, it's a warfare.
Yes, it is.
It's warfare. I like that one song, you know, that they sing about, what is it? Something about the warfare anyway. I can't remember songs, but it is a warfare. You know, we all have our Goliaths.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Goliath mm-hmm. in these last days is getting bigger.
Yes.
You
yes,
know?
Yes. And I look at this point of view to teach them how to fight.
Mm-hmm.
To teach them how to fight. A lot of them don't know how to fight. A lot of children may be going to different programs in church and things like that,
mm-hmm.
you know. But how do you fight against the enemy when
right.
he comes in? How
right.
how do you fight, you know? By putting on the
whole armor of God.
You know, and that's
our never
only
changed.
Way. You know, it's like, it's more than a brick wall.
Right.
Not saying you won't be attacked, but he can't win.
He can't win.
He can't
that's
win the battle.
That's absolutely the truth.
He
cannot
win.
He
can't
win
the battle. You know, and it's just,
you cannot win.
I don't know, I'm just so inspired by your poem. Think about it.
To God be the glory.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Those of you who are listening, think about it. There's a lot to think about.
Yeah, there is.
You know, where are we going? Where do we want to go? What do we expect of our children and
what
grandchildren?
What does my life say?
There you go.
What
does my life say?
That scares me.
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
does my life say? You know,
or, yeah. What vibes am I putting out there
right.
that other people can look at and
years ago when I was a young Christian, this used to just crush me, and I would love for that crush to come back, mm-hmm. because I would look at a stadium full of people, and I think, oh no, oh dear God, how many of them are going to hell?
Oh wow.
Next time you're in a crowd, look around.
Think about it, right?
And say, God, how many of these people know you? It's overwhelming. And we, as the body of Christ, if we don't get along, if we don't step up the battle,
we're
going to lose them.
True.
They're falling. They're overdosing by the hundreds.
I know.
Maybe thousands.
I know.
Daily.
All over the country. They really are.
Daily.
They really are.
They're dropping off like flies.
Yes. So think about it. Those of you who are listening, and Barb and I both are thinking about it, but you have been listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And remember, Barb, Bernie will be at the Annex of the Palace Theater this Friday evening at 7 p.m. So you want to hear some good entertainment and poems, please attend that. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. To legendary attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson and Dr. Sam Shepard, F. Lee Bailey.
Let's talk about that. The day the verdict came back, Dr. Shepard had been in prison over a decade at that point.
No, he was out on bail by then.
Oh, he was out on bail by then. Excuse me.
He is, but you're